Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, September 10th, and it's 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. Wrangell has municipal elections coming up on October 1st. That's in 3 weeks about. So today on the show, we're going to cover the mayoral election. Two candidates will be on the ballot who are running for mayor. They include Mayor Patty Gilbert and Vice Mayor David Powell. Both candidates agreed last week to participate in a Q&A on today's show, but there has been a change of plans. Vice Mayor Powell called KSDK yesterday to cancel going on today's show, but Mayor Gilbert is here with us and we'll discuss the upcoming election with her. You can call in to ask a question. The number is 874-2345. So, Mayor Gilbert, thank you so much for coming into the station today and giving the public the opportunity to call in and ask questions if they would like to. How are you?
I am great. And good afternoon, Colette, and good afternoon, Wrangell.
Great. Awesome. So, first off, will you give us a brief synopsis of who you are as a person?
All right. As most of Wrangell knows, I'm an old-timey school marm. I've taught math and science at the high school level for 50 years, 26 years outside, and 23 years with Wrangell Public Schools. And then I've also taught 15 full summer school terms. So I round that off to an even 50 years of high school experience. I've also served 6 years on the city council, and then when Wrangell became a borough in 2008, I've served 6 years on the Wrangell Assembly, and then the last 2 years I've served as mayor of Wrangell. So for 14 total years on city government, if you will. I'm also president of the WMC Foundation. It's a non-charitable organization that provides scholarships to our high school seniors for students enrolled in health career courses. And last May, we offered 3 students $12,000 worth of scholarships. And then we also have another branch of WMC Foundation, and it's something you're familiar with. It's cancer care, and we offer reimbursement grants to patients who seek care outside their community, and we cover lodging and transportation up to $1,200 a year. And we cover communities of a population 5,000 or less from Petersburg down through Southeast.
Wow, yeah. And
so those are my main...
Main
activities, correct.
Definitely. Pretty big roles, too. And last month, because I'm familiar with it, the golfing tournament for WMC.
We had 80 participants out on the golf course with 21 golf carts. Can you imagine? We maximized the pavilion at lunchtime and raised a little over $20,000. So it was a good fundraising activity.
That's amazing.
40 women from Petersburg voted over.
That's
so they increased the atmosphere greatly.
That was amazing. Yeah. So how has your experience been as mayor over the past 2 years?
It has been wonderful. When I ran for mayor in 2022, my two main goals was infrastructure improvement and economic development. And I was so driven with those goals that we embedded those issues into every assembly meeting. Department heads and leadership team and our borough directors, managers, were all driven towards those two major goals. And I figured if I could make a dent in our infrastructure, rehab, repair, regular maintenance, I would feel pretty good about what I've accomplished. And if I can promote economic development strategies and try to get something moving, like the Aldertop Village subdivision, or trying to market the 6 Mile Mill site, I will have made an accomplishment. And I'm pleased to say that we've got progress on both fronts.
That's, yeah, yeah. Can you give an example of the infrastructure improvement?
I have a whole list of infrastructure improvements. I showed it to you a little bit before we began today, but I have 5 pages of things that I wanted to accomplish, and things such as repair pool siding, paint City Hall, school maintenance, the high school, middle school fire alarms, airport emergency generator, get our solid waste transfer station platform built so that it's safer for our sanitation workers. Invest in public bathrooms. Believe it or not, that's one of my key accomplishments, because that was something that the public asked for year after year. We're in the midst of updating our 2001 emergency operations plan. That was one of my goals. So I think that the public is seeing structures being repainted, power washed, roofs being replaced. Anything that we can do to enhance our infrastructure, we're working on that.
Yeah. So obviously, you have another opportunity to run for the mayoral seat. Tell us, why do you want to continue serving the community as mayor?
Well, I do not want to lose the momentum. We have made positive forward progress, and I have my goals. Would you like to listen to my new goals?
That would be wonderful.
All right. First of all, I still want to improve, rehab, maintain our infrastructure. I don't want to lose that thread. We have a bond issue on the ballot for October 1, and it involves a public safety building that I will talk about a little bit later. I also want to explore and complete projects and promote economic development. We've got a blank slate at the 6 Mile Mill site, 40 acres, Deepwater Port. We should be able to leverage that into economic benefit to the community, new businesses, new industries, new jobs for the community. I also want to advocate more for ferry service to Wrangell, and in fact, all of Southeast. I want to advocate for fisheries and mariculture issues. And very importantly, I want to advocate for transboundary issues that other communities are experiencing issues in that area. I want to maintain our current property mill rate at 9.75 mills. We lowered it 2 years ago, 3 mills from 12.75 mills to 9.75 mills. And it's my belief that we can maintain that mill rate. This year for FY25 budget, we cut expenses in all departments, and we did something different this year. We set the mill rate first, and then built the budget to match the revenues coming in, instead of setting the mill rate after we develop a budget. So it makes you fiscally responsible and very conservative in how you do that. I want to continue to strengthen our relationships with the Wrangell Public School District, with the U.S. Forest Service, with WCA, with our area agencies. I want to secure our borough entitlement lands. We were granted from the state in 2008, when we became a borough, 9,006 acres of lands surrounding Wrangell proper. And we need to lay claim to those. It's a lengthy process. I want to continue to leverage state, federal, and agencies' grants to maximize our efforts as a borough. In the last 9 months, we have secured, it's unbelievable, but almost $38 million worth of grant money with a promise of $14.5 million more, perhaps later this year. It just depends on how Congress votes and how that situation. Number 10, my goal is to update, and it's in progress, our emergency operations plan. And maybe even to have think more broadly instead of just a city emergency plan. How does our emergency actions blend in with all of Southeast, or at least our southern Southeast, our neighbors? Because in a tragedy, you really do neighbor helps neighbor, as we witnessed. Do you have time to? I have a few more.
Yes.
I want to continue to improve communication to the community. The Economic Development Department took this on as one of their goals. They have newsletters coming out to the community. They're having monthly coffees where the community can give their opinions or their suggestions for economic development or actually anything. And, of course, the community is always welcome at assembly meetings. And the community input at assembly meetings has really directed the assembly, in particular the issue of, boat insurance for salvage and liability insurance. The community participation really helped the assembly make decisions on that. I want to continue to strive for a responsive, efficient, effective delivery of government services. I think we're doing a very good job. We've got inventories of parts that we need. Public Works are experts at repairing pumps and repairing water mains. I mean, they have patches on top of patches. They really our crews are excellent at troubleshooting and problem solving, and they're dedicated to what they're doing. I want to, this is one of my most important, and I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I want us to develop a short range and a long range plan to address road repair, maintenance, sidewalk repair, maintenance. That is a high-dollar problem, and I don't quite have it figured out. I have an idea, but to try to make a sustainable, consistent road repair year after year, tackle the worst roads and drainage problems, and try to move forward the next year with a different road and with underground utilities. And then number 14, support local businesses and promote new businesses. So those are my main goals for the next 2 years.
Yeah, and those goals are definitely, they're hyper-local and they spread far out too, like the transboundary mining issues.
Correct.
So how would the mayor be able, how would you as a mayor be able to work on some of these priorities, you know?
Well, I'm a little fearless with talking to our legislators. For instance, Governor Dunleavy, I've had the opportunity to talk to him 4 times now. And each time I've mentioned our 120-year-old timber, earthen reservoirs and how they need to be stabilized and analyzed. And by gum, he put in $5 million in his budget, and we have $5 million to stabilize our reservoirs. I asked him, and I'm not taking credit, but I asked him to support schools and increase the BSA. And he did, $680, but it's a one per BSA number. It's one-time funding. But and then I asked him that to support our CIP project for the school. We had 6.5 million requests with the Department of Ed to match our 3.5 million bond that the voters passed 2 years ago to improve our schools, and we were successful on that. Yeah. I've talked with Commissioner Rick Anderson with DOT, and asked, we showed him the rock fall problem out at 8 Mile on Zemovia Highway. And about $1 million later, DOT's repaired it. So I think it's being the squeaky wheel. It's not being afraid to go to our legislators and ask for funding.
Yeah.
The worst they could say is no.
Exactly.
So, and our borough manager is fearless. Our, in that regard, our department heads, they lobby for federal, state agency assistance all the time.
Yeah, great. Thank you. So, some of the projects are lengthy processes, right?
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on the pace it has taken to accomplish some of these projects for the borough, such as, affordable housing and the infrastructure and roads?
I know that is the worst part of having a vision and being excited about something, is that you have to slow down, because government, and I think our city government works pretty fast, but federal, state governments do not. For instance, we were awarded $25 million for our Inner Harbor rehabilitation project, but we probably won't see that for 3 years. And already I want that to begin. We have 36 projects in the queue right now. So we have enough projects to last us, and we have funding for a majority of the funding already established and secured. And that's probably enough projects for four years. But to answer your question, nothing happens quickly. We need a public process. We need to make sure that the assembly is doing what the community wants. For instance, the idea of finally developing the old Wrangell Institute property into a subdivision, that took a lot of planning, a lot of town halls, and we're just starting with that. So it does take a long time. And to write grants, which I didn't realize the full impact of writing grants to secure money, is it 100 hours per grant easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we do that mostly all in-house.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's basically impossible to have something like an idea and then a year later or however long later, just a completely, finished. That's basically impossible, right?
It truly is. It truly is.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to add that the mayor and the borough assembly achieved over the last 2 years that you can think of?
Well, we have a good, solid, cohesive assembly. We've got good leadership. I am proud of as I said, the forward progress. I can see where we need to do more, and we can. We looked at when we negotiated the collective bargaining agreement with the union. We took that opportunity to look at the grade scale of all of our employees and adjusted them, for the most part, 99% upward, so that they were getting the pay that they should be getting for this locale. So I'm proud of that. And there's, other than what I've mentioned, I don't think there's anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I can.
There's a lot.
Do you want
there's
me to read you my list of what we've accomplished so far?
Just a couple examples.
Well, I'm proud of the relationships that we're trying to strengthen with the Forest Service. I'd like to have a multi-agency cooperative agreement with the Forest Service. That's what we're working on. That covers all hazards. And then I think I mentioned in terms of the emergency operations plan to think a little bit broader try to make sure that we have an inventory of all of our emergency equipment, where it's located, who maintains it, what the maintenance records are, and because communities do loan out their emergency equipment and help one another, which is one of the strengths of Southeast.
Yeah.
But advocating for ferry service, we've got to get coordinated. And we can do that through Southeast Conference and contact all coastal communities served by Alaska Marine Highway Services System and make a concerted effort to improve our ferry service. Senator Lisa Murkowski earmarked through congressional designated spending $240 million towards our ferry system. So we should be able to make, if we work together, some impact and improve services to our community.
Yeah, and when is the Southeast Conference?
Southeast Conference is in September, in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So I know that that will be big topic. And if we pool together and we mobilize together, I think we can make a difference.
Yeah. And so we spoke a little bit about accomplishments. How do you think the Borough Assembly could improve?
Well, I think, how could we improve? I think if we adopt my goals, which they did for the last 2 years, and we just embed those goals into our every meeting so that they're not something that you just thumbtack to a bulletin board and forget about, I think we'll make some progress.
Yeah, great. And what would you say the most significant responsibility of a mayor is?
Well, I think you need to attend community meetings, and we have planning and zoning meetings. We have economic development board meetings. Attend those. You need to be open to the public. Listen to their suggestions. Listen to their complaints. Welcome them at assembly meetings. And just be responsive to the public.
Yeah. And, you know, not everyone is mayor. So can you talk about what an average day in the life of your role as a mayor looks like?
Well, talking to a lot of people, of course, most active conversations are at the grocery store and the post office. And I want to leave time for the ballot issues. Mm. There's two ballot issues. And the most important one for me is the public safety building. Ballot issue. We're asking the voters to approve a $3 million general obligation bond. The building is 36 years old. It was built in 1988. And 2 years ago, we asked the voters to approve an $8.5 million bond, and that failed. And there's probably two reasons it failed. One is because properties and homes were being reassessed, because they have to be reassessed every 3 years. It's on a cycle. And assessments went up quite a bit for some people. And so the public was unsure of what their obligation would be, their personal obligation towards that bond. And then the other thing that I think is very significant, I think that the public didn't have faith that the city would maintain their buildings and their structures. And I'm hoping that in the last 2 years, the public will have a better realization that the city is serious about maintaining its infrastructure. I used to joke that if you are stationary in Wrangell for any length of time, moss will grow on you. Well, now if you're stationary any length of time, Parks and Rec people will come by and spray paint you with an attractive two-tone color scheme because they are power washing and painting and repairing. The whole, all departments are on firing on all cylinders with in terms of repairing infrastructure. So I would ask that the public seriously consider and vote yes on that bond issue. It's our last best hope. We've tried all kinds of scenarios where we would strip away and build a separate building for the fire department, because there are grants out there for fire standalone fire departments, but there are no grants that we can find, or they're very competitive for public safety buildings where they have law enforcement and fire protection in the same building. So that building is in dire need of repair. The $3 million combined with $2.438 million from Senator Murkowski's congressional designated spending fund that she's pushed forward, that would give us $5.4 million to repair the shell of the building, the exterior walls and the roof system, and replace the flat portion of that roof with a peaked roof. And it'll take some engineering design, but it can be done. And we've looked at this for more than 2 years since I've been mayor. We really need the public's help on this to try to push that bond forward. We have a loan through USDA Community Facilities, but they require that we have interim financing through a commercial bank. And that's where we have to provide collateral for that interim financing with a bond. The payoff of the bond is $151,000 per year. It's a 40-year obligation. And we can handle that through our general fund in our budget now. And in the future, if assemblies cannot handle $151,000 yearly obligation to pay off that debt, then we're in worse trouble than the poor public safety building is in right now. So we should not have to raise property tax. We've already got that money baked into our current or FY25 budget. And so it's a go if we get the public's help on that. So I'm asking the public not only to vote for me, to reelect me as mayor, of course, but to seriously consider helping us out with the public safety building rehab.
Yeah, thank you. And so we have just a little bit more time left.
Great.
Why should a voter vote for you?
Well, I hope that the Rangel can sense in my voice that I'm passionate about this. Rangel is my forever home. I can see the improvements that we can, working together, can materialize. I want to be in control, like most of Rangel is, in control of our future, and to drive our future, to maintain our quality of life. We have a pretty good quality of life. We had three department heads come up with Rangel's Kid Club, where they offer activities after school from, 2:30 to 5, 3 days a week. I mean, that's pretty darn good. So we have a dynamic set of city employees that are all driven to the same goal, and that's to maintain, improve our quality of life.
Yeah, great. Thank you. And the Kids Club organizers were on here last week.
Yes, and what a dynamo group that is.
Yeah.
And childcare was one of our problems to try to solve, and that will help a little bit.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Mayor Gilbert, for coming on Talk on the Rock today. We appreciate it. And yeah, good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Re-elect Patty Gilbert for mayor.
Thank you. And so that was Mayor Patty Gilbert talking on Talk on the Rock. We are going to jump into a World Cafe.